This is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. If you're ready to try another way of dealing with a behavior or habit or an addiction that's creating problems for yourself or others, then maybe this podcast is for you. This show is about bringing the body to the foreground in the path to change. So in each episode, I lead an experiential exercise to support you in letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Recently, our focus has been on what I call the four paths to emotional sanity. I first heard about these ideas, well, they eventually became the fourfold way from cultural anthropologist Angela Zarian. And over the years, I've adapted them in my own work as an alcohol and drug addiction therapist with clients and with my students who want to become counselors. And now what I like to do is take what I've learned from all of those years working in alcohol and drug treatment and applying them to the broader issue of habit changes that all of us as human beings want to make. So whether or not you've had challenges with alcohol or drugs, the four paths are a great framework for supporting the changes you want to make in yourself and your life. And this is true whether your goals are external, like moving to a new area or changing jobs, or internal, like losing weight or stopping negative self-talk. Today's topic, the fourth path to emotional sanity, well, it might just be the toughest, because we all want to believe that we'll be rewarded when we do the right thing, right? And it's easy to get seduced into wanting the rewards that we think we deserve. The fourth path teaches us the importance of letting go of the outcome. Before we start, let's get physical. Because being with yourself in the body, in the present moment, is itself good practice in softening the desire for outcomes. Wanting isn't just an idea, even though thinking is a part of wanting. When you want something, it's in your body. We hear a lot about the connection between mind and body, but we're not trained to be attuned to the literal experience, at least in a conscientious way. Every episode of Habits into Health offers you an exercise, and sometimes more, in being with your physical truth. So here we go. Right now, in this moment, focus on something that you want. A new job, the ice cream cone in front of you, a relationship, a lottery win, the pair of jeans in the store window or website. So you have an image or an idea. And now tune in physically. Where do you feel this wanting in you? You might notice a physical sensation right away, or it may not come quickly at all. It can take practice. Although there's no right or wrong here, initially it can help to hear some possibilities, so I'll give it a try. For example, you might attend to the area around your eyes, especially if you're looking at something or someone that you want. Maybe you feel a sensation in direction, like if you sense a pulling toward what you desire. What's happening in your chest or your chin? Does wanting something show up in your arms or your hands? Do you feel a sense of reaching? Or do you quiet yourself, become still? Sometimes wanting something involves mixed feelings. How does this ambivalence show up in your body? For example, you might recognize a sensation of moving toward what you desire in one part of you, and yet pulling back or turning away somewhere else. What do you want is only one question. Where you experience the tension of this wanting is yet another, and it's an important aspect to get to know about yourself. From time to time in this show, I invite you to notice something physical in you in the moment. For change to be sustainable, it must be supported structurally. And that needs to come from more than ideas or wishful thinking. So take a deep breath. And before I talk about today's topic, let's review the first three paths to emotional sanity. First, it's to show up. To take responsibility for agreements you make with yourself and others, to follow through, If you're not doing this, start where you can. It's also not an opportunity for blaming or punishing yourself. Instead, you can think of it as a signal to follow the second path, which is to pay attention, to attend to what's happening within you internally, as well as externally around other people, places, and things. Attending is a practice in itself. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Start by tracking your physical sensations or being attentive to what's going on around you. When you're attentive from your own inner motivation, rather than a rule from someone else telling you what to do, then you can authentically step into the third path, which is to tell your truth without blame or judgment. It's not as easy as it sounds. If you've got attitude, saying what you think will carry the tone of that attitude. You might feel good initially telling somebody off, but underneath you'll know that you didn't manage yourself well. This leads to lower self-esteem. Not something I recommend. But when you take blame out of the picture, that's blame toward yourself or others, you'll end up feeling better about yourself in the long run. And that I do recommend. You are listening to Habits into Health, and we're exploring new approaches to personal growth and habit change. This is Michael Ann Connolly, and you can find out more at habitsintohealth.com. Today's topic caps off a series of podcasts about the four paths to emotional sanity. Showing up for yourself, knowing what's going on inside and out, and telling your truth are all important. The final test is whether you can let go of the rewards you think you deserve because you did so well on the first three paths. Now, in the past, I used to think that if I showed up and paid attention and then told my truth, without blame or judgment, things would work out for the better, that peace would exist in my world. Because after all, don't we all want peace? Maybe you've been there yourself. This is optimal, of course, but it's also fantasy. We are, none of us, in charge of anyone but ourselves. So no matter how many documentaries they make that say that you create your own reality, and that all you have to do is think to make something happen, the universe and the energetic glue that holds it together is a whole lot bigger than any one of us. On the personality level, we all want to believe we are the center of the world. And certainly, we are the center of our world. But there's another concept in psychology called magical thinking, and it actually refers to an important stage in human development when we're kids from about the ages of 2 to 7, where we are learning to make sense of the world that we're in, as well as the world in us. We are actually meant to grow through this stage from, wanting mommy to be home right now doesn't magically make mommy be home right now. Wishful thinking, and even superstition on some level, are aspects of magical thinking. And most of us, even as adults, still have layers of ourselves that wish. But with emotional sanity, we can distinguish from wanting something and expecting that it will happen just because we wish for it. When we let go of the outcome, we are acknowledging that our ego is too small to know all the factors in a situation, that we're not the center of the universe, and we may not have all the information to know what's really possible in any given scenario in our life. The real gift happens when we let go of the outcome after we've accomplished the other three paths, and we know it, sure in our knowledge that we fully showed up, that we were attentive to our experience in the moment, and that we told our truth without laying a trip on anybody else. It's then we free ourselves from the illusion that we're the ruler of the universe by letting what happens happen. Acceptance is a part of the fourth path to emotional sanity. To sum up, here are the four paths. First, show up. Second, pay attention. Third, tell your truth without blame or judgment. And fourth, let go of the outcome. Reinforcing the four paths to emotional sanity can be really, really important in creating habit change, because sometimes you might wake up right in the middle of that habit that you want to change, showing up for yourself. Or maybe you start paying attention to the consequences of that habit, and then telling yourself the truth about this, like, whoa, this is not so much fun. What can I do about that? And then letting go of the outcome means that you stop beating yourself up for that consequence. And you can say, okay, this is now. Let me try it different in this next moment. All of these can really be reinforcement for helping you make the changes of habit that you want to make. You're listening to Habits Into Health. Feel free to come to habitsintohealth.com with your feedback and to take advantage of the articles and links to resources and information. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.